The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 12th of May. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Pep Guardiola praised the resilience of his Manchester City players after they secured a third Premier League title in four seasons last night. Manchester United's 2-1 defeat at home to Leicester City meant that Guardiola's charges were crowned champions with three games to spare. The City boss told the club's TV channel the title was hard-earned.
Relief. Incredible, happy for many, many people. So it's a massive achievement for the massive contenders and opponents we had in this league in difficult lockdown and for everyone knows. So yeah, incredible satisfied.
Elsewhere last night, Danny Ings brought his goal tally for the season to 12. He netted twice in a 3-1 victory for Southampton at home to Crystal Palace. Ahead of Saturday's FA Cup final, Chelsea can take another step towards securing Champions League football for next season tonight. Thomas Tuchel's side welcome London rivals Arsenal to Stamford Bridge, where there's an 8:15 kickoff. In the Scottish Premiership this evening, Celtic take on St Johnstone. It's a 6:30 kickoff at Parkhead. The former Republic of Ireland defender Richard Keogh has won a wrongful dismissal case against Derry County. The 34-year-old was sacked in October of 2019 after refusing to agree to drastically reduced personal terms. Keogh had been involved in a car crash with teammates Tom Lawrence and Mason Bennett. Derby have been ordered to pay the Huddersfield player around €2.7 million. Waterford's difficult season continued last night without a ball being kicked. They've informed the FAI they'll be unable to fulfil Saturday's League of Ireland Premier Division game against Sligo Rovers. A member of the first team squad tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Waterford were forced to field their under-19s against Drogheda. They were then hammered 7-0. Sligo will be awarded Saturday's tie on a 3-0 scoreline. Now, Tony Pulis joined Joe Malloy in the show yesterday for an in-depth chat, which you can get on the podcast section of the OTB Sports app and on the OTB digital channels. The former Stoke City manager says a routine training session was the genesis of Rory Delap becoming a sensation at long throws.
He picked the ball up and threw it. Now, I didn't see the first one. And David Kemp, who's my assistant, came over to me and just said, "Tone, have you seen how Rory throws this ball?" And I've gone now, and I've walked over to him, and I can remember they're at the top end of the training ground. And Rory's just—he's not just throwing it; he's pinging it in there, and it's as flat as a pancake. It was just—I just pulled him. I said, "Rory, where have you been hiding that all your life?" And from that moment onwards, you know, we sat down. He said, "Yeah, it'd be a great, great opportunity, great chance to get balls into the box, great opportunity to put teams under pressure." And that's what we did. And, you know, it's, you know, poor old Rory's played over 500 games in the top flight, I think. You know, he'll just be remembered for that long throw. You play 500 games, you're a good player. You're not just one dimensional.
The Munster CCC have confirmed this year's Munster Hurling Championship will begin on Sunday, June 27th. Waterford will play Clare in a quarter-final in Thurles, with the winner to face Tipperary in the semi-finals. Reigning provincial and All-Ireland champions Limerick begin their campaign with the semi-final against Cork on Saturday, July the 3rd. The Munster Football Championship gets underway a day before the hurling on June the 26th. Kerry will play Clare in a quarter-final in Killarney, with the winners facing defending champions Tipperary a fortnight later. While Cork await the winners of the quarter-final meeting of Limerick and Waterford, which is also slated for June the 26th. Alessandro De Marchi's grip on the pink jersey is unlikely to be tested on today's fifth stage of the Giro d'Italia. The riders face an almost entirely flat 177-kilometre stage from Modena to Cattolica. Ireland's Dan Martin begins the day 1 minute and 48 seconds down on De Marchi. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Kieran McGeaney, Vinnie Perth and Neil Tracy. Then tonight we're chatting to Tadhg Furlong and Paul O'Connell on Wednesday Night Rugby, and Dan McDonald will talk football. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.